Today, we're excited about beginning our preparation for a very good Buffalo Bills team, a team that is 2-1, and the two games that they've won, they were +3. They're overall +5. They have an outstanding array of talent, both defensively and offensively. They're the number one rushing team in the NFL. They're the number one rush defense in the NFL. They're a very good defensive football team. Multiple personnel, multiple challenges in pass protection. A lot of different looks to try to create the one-on-one situations for their outstanding pass rushers. Offensively, they have multi-talents, the wide receivers, the running backs. You saw the young running back the other night rushed for a long touchdown run and averages 7.8 per carry. So the tight end had a big day the other day as well. He's an outstanding player. So we have a lot of things to defend, a lot of things to prepare for from a running game. They have two outstanding returners in Percy Harvin and Thigpen, the punt returner. They both have multiple returns for scores in their careers in the National Football League. So Buffalo, again, an outstanding team. You know the story against New England. New England jumped out to the big lead. They came roaring back. Final score was 40-32. The ball was on the minus 20-yard line with a minute 15 to go. And one score difference in the ball game, and they threw an interception down the middle of the field. So Tyrod Taylor, the outstanding quarterback, is also a running threat. He has 7 touchdown passes. He has a 74% completion percentage right at this point in time, and does an outstanding job with a deep ball. A lot of play action, a lot of movement, a lot of bootleg, a lot of break perimeter. So he is a force to have to defend as well.
Tom, are they pretty much a Rex Ryan football team, you feel like?
Yes, yes, they are, for sure. Play great defense, rush the passer, have the running attack.
Tom, with regard
to
your...
I don't know who else you would attribute it to, but the head coach is the head coach.
With regard to your team and the injury report, I mean, Ayers, Cruz, I mean, are these guys going to work? Or
yes. Yes. He's cleared to play.
How about Eric Flowers?
He's going to practice.
Owa?
Owa practices.
Anybody not? It might be easier to do it better.
On the list that's not practicing, Fowles is not going to practice with the ankle. Cunningham's not going to practice.
This has become such a passing league, Tom. Rex has always been a ground and pound type of coach, at least he was with the Jets, seems to be now. Is there any diminished importance to the running game, do you think, because of the way this league has turned?
Not with teams such as this, who do have an outstanding run-oriented offensive line, good size, knock you back kind of a personality, and actually 3 runners that can perform at a very high level. And, of course, the receiving core with the speed, whether it's Harvin or whether it's Watkins or on the outside, however they go about their business with the tight end in the middle of the field, they're going to show you play action. They're going to run the football. The other day I thought was a perfect example of their team in their win over Miami. If they threw the ball 19 times and had something like 14 or 15 completions and rushed the football very well with actually all 3 runners.
You have 3 runners, obviously, too, and I'm assuming that the production overall hasn't been exactly what you wanted so far. What do you think has been the issue, and what do you think is the key to getting them going?
Well, we're working hard to block the run and to block the run consistently. Sometimes it's not as well defined as you'd like it to be, and quite frankly, we had 2 balls that should have came out a week ago. You got to step through some arms or run through some arms on occasion as well. So I think it's a combination of things.
Tom, defensively, you guys have done a great job against the run, mm-hmm. but the yardage against the pass is kind of staggering when you look at it. That flip side, those 2 extremes, I mean, is there anything you guys can do scheme-wise, personnel-wise, in order to bring that?
Well, we're in games where clearly you have to stop the run. I think that's where it all starts. But then, as you say, you have to quickly flip over if it's not going to be a run play action type of a game. If it is going to turn into the drop back or the 2 minute style game, then we're going to have to adjust to that as well. But we continue to work on these type of things, being a little bit tighter in coverage, for example, doing a better job of recognition and underneath our roles, having our disguise package continue to improve, all those type of things.
Rex said that there's a decent chance that LeSean McCoy won't play because of the injury he's struggling with. How much would that change it for you if Williams is their primary back?
Won't change. You know the different styles of the two runners, obviously. They're a little bit different. We know LeSean very well, and he's an excellent runner and always had significant days against us. But Williams is a powerful guy, a bigger guy, a slamming up in there north and south guy that has the speed to get outside. I mean, he's 4.48. Got to defend it all.
The mass and strength of that defensive line, what kind of a challenge is that going to be to, you said your offensive line, you've got guys in and out, maybe Flowers plays. What kind of challenge will that be?
Well, it's a significant challenge because you've got a team that's led the NFL in sacks for 2 years in a row. And they've also worked very hard, and they are the number one defense against the run. So they're good, they're physical, they've got good size. They can rush the passer. They can defend the run. The linebacker core has done an outstanding job. The middle backer had two interceptions the other day, one for a touchdown. That's a pretty good day's work.
If Fells can't play, what's your sense, using an offensive lineman as a tight end?
Yeah, we've prepared that way before, but I still think Fells will make it.
Is your plan with Cruz this week to just push him as far as he can go, or do you have to throw him in full today?
No, he won't be full. He'll be gradually. His workload will improve gradually. He'll have X amount of workload today. It'll be increased for tomorrow. We'll see where we are.
Because he's been out so long, does he almost have to be on some sort of snap count for Sunday if he's able to play?
I won't answer that question until we get a little deeper. Let's see him practice.
Tom, you really haven't faced the quarterback like this year. How important is the discipline against the guy like that?
Very much so. Very much so. It's always the way it has to be. Not only in the rushing the passer so that he doesn't get out and get on the perimeter, but also, because they do run a couple of three different ways of the zone read. They do run the option. They do run the option with a pitch man. So he's got it all.
What kind of benefit could Owe bring you if he's able to get back this
week? Not a powerful kid that can rush the passer.
This is that the role you sort of envision him early in his rookie year, mostly as a pass rusher?
No, not really. No. I saw him just as we described when we drafted him. A big, strong kid that could play left or right, was big enough to play on the left side, and did have the physical ability to rush the passer.
Do you see anything different in Eli? He hasn't thrown an interception yet this year, and I think it's the third longest streak of his career.
You're the one that's going to start those stuff, huh? Do I see anything different? Yeah, I see a guy working hard to take care of the ball. Priority.
You guys had Hakeem here yesterday and Wes Welker. What was the thinking behind that? And did you get a chance to...
This is the time of the year to evaluate, to keep your lists in order, to know how you would go if you needed. So it's pretty much standard to try to work whatever group you possibly can, at least on a weekly basis at this time of the year. I don't see, there's nothing unusual in that. Anybody else? Thank you.